Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Yeah, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this fabulous show with Jennifer. Jennifer Marcinelli, everybody. So let me just tell you a little bit here. We're going to talk about relationships today. And the reason that this is important is it's not just about relationships that are one-on-one in your life, right? But this is Burn Bright in your relationships to bust the holiday blues. How to have a Zen, not crazy Christmas. Oh, I called it Zenzy. Instead of like not crazy, like a little bit of crazy, but a little bit of Zen, like a Zenzy. How to have a Zenzy Christmas. But the thing is about this, why is it we talk about relationships more this time of year than at almost any other time? The other time we talk about relationships is Valentine's Day. But why do we talk about it now? We're going to hear from an expert that understands what it's like to shine bright like a diamond, but what does it mean when you don't? You know, as a business owner, a speaker, an author, certified holistic nurse, Jennifer Marcinelli has looked at the good, the bad, the ugly, and that which you should not name. All of these things. And as a result of that, she does what a lot of you are thinking you want to do next year. She creates a way to help everybody. So we are talking about something that's very near and dear to us today. And that is talking about relationships. But more than that, if you take that in conjunction with what she's doing in January, which what is this new moon's about, open house, demonstration, and book signing. When you take the energy that we're talking about here today, but if you encapsulate everything that's coming forward, you will see these holiday blues can have a beat. They can have a hip hop beat. They can have some other beat than my dog died, my husband drank too much, my wife drank too much, my partner drank too much, I cannot stand my boss. It can have a different ending than that. We're going to talk a little bit about how that is. Great to have you here, Jennifer. It's that time.
Hey, hello, happy holidays from Houston. So good to be on with you and excited to have some conversation around this topic. I'm sure it's on everybody's mind.
Well, look, you're the expert. So I know one thing you talk about is the fact that dysfunctional relationships are the number one cause of burnout. And that doesn't have to be a love relationship, because dysfunction at the workplace, everybody at the workplace that's really in a dysfunctional relationship, that doesn't go away on the holidays. We just bring that stuff to work. So whether it's religion, politics, diet, alcohol, we are in a time that we call dysfunctional, but we can change it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I kind of love what you brought up, because it's not just about love. I love the diet piece, because you never know what's going to kick up your stuff around the holidays. And it's really interesting. Sometimes, our stuff gets kicked up in a very unique way. It doesn't have to be love or politics or religion. I tell you what, those darn gluten-free people can become like zealots or something, you know, or vegans or, you know, what have you. And I have no problem with any of those dietary choices, but I think what we're really talking about here is when any topic that somebody believes firmly in for themselves, they believe in it quite enthusiastically, if you will, and they end up projecting their stuff and their beliefs on other people. And this happens around on the holidays. We start getting together with family members. We feel like we can't avoid it. We're in a close space. There's too many of us. We're really in each other's spaces. And then sometimes we forget that our beliefs are really our own and that we need healthy boundaries to keep our beliefs within our space and allow other people to keep their beliefs in their space without projecting on each other. Oh my goodness.
Hey Pat, did we lose you?
Yeah, lost her.
I think we did. Do you just want to go and continue on? Maybe she'll just rejoin. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay.
So,
I'm here. I got it.
Oh,
you got me.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got so excited because I was getting ready to talk about the new moon that I accidentally muted myself. And so one of the things you're talking about, which I love, is that when I want to talk about this, what is your experience around the holiday? This is a new theory based on what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes we are so hard on ourselves at this time. Nasty at ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We didn't do enough shopping. We didn't cook the right food. Blah, blah, blah. Had reaction to, it was gluten-free, but it had peanuts in it. And, you know, all of those things. And by the time we sit down to breathe, we've lost all sense of ourselves. What role does that play? That place that we go to, Jennifer, where we're like, man, I got that capital L on my forehead and it is not even into the holiday.
Yeah, exactly. So much of this tails into, again, what the pressure and stress that we put on ourselves and what we accept from others as our own that isn't. And it could be what we were raised with, our culture, our religious beliefs, what we're taught in school. And that's part of what we've been talking about all year long is the whole breaking up with codependency thing. And it's also breaking up with the pressures that have been put on us that aren't even ours. So I love your point. So let's go back to number one. We can't really do anything about other people because that's psychic and it's a no-no. Don't do it.
Right.
It gets really complicated really quickly when you start trying to change or help other people. Okay. So one of the things that I work with my clients and I help them learn for themselves and discover for themselves is that any real change and any real Zen moment and any real burning bright has to come from within. And that starts with what our core beliefs are that we actually truly believe to be true from the deepest part of our inner self that does not come from without. And here's the kicker. The consciousness is always rising. The whole level of consciousness on the entire planet has been rising for quite some time, and it's been really picking up a lot of steam right now. So one of the things that we're talking about here is examining our own personal beliefs, what we believe to be true, what is in our comfort zone, and what is our core values today, where we are with today's wisdom and today's experience and everything that we let go of. Not even last week, not last month, not at the beginning of January 2019, and certainly not in the last decade, and certainly not in the last 50 years of our time, right? It's what is relevant today, and what do I believe in today, and what raises my vibrations today. And we're going to have to let go and clean house of anything that does not fit.
And I'll tell you what, we're doing this in time, just in time. Because what we're looking at from an energy shift right now is we're looking at what some people call the most ROI year to 2020. ROI. That's the deal. When you got the big planet moving over to Capricorn, Jupiter, and then you've got Capricorn itself, and you look at this. And everybody's thinking, but I had the great big idea in 2020. But no, I mean, in 2019, if you had the big idea in 2019 and you did not clean up your house, Jennifer, what happened?
Oh, it's going to be very painful and things are going to collapse. Pluto and Uranus in the South Node are forcing us to look at everything in our house that we have or have not cleaned. Shines a bright light on it so we can see what changes we need to make. Again, emphasis on us, ourselves, not on other people. What changes we need to make, clean up our act, and get that stuff out and in the past, because we have to make room for the new. It's like old Lang saying, right? Ring out the old so we can ring in the new. So to your point, if you had that big, brilliant idea in 2019 and you didn't do the work, it's really hard for things to come into fruition. But if you're one of us who has been doing the work the very best of your ability all of 2019 and even years before, things are going to come to fruition. And gratitude right now to Jupiter in moving into Capricorn, because you know things are going to be great. Capricorn rules career. Jupiter rules expansion in career. So finally, things are going to come to fruition that we've all been working so hard on. But you're exactly right. Clean your house. And there is still time if you need to. If you need to, get your house clean. Get your financial house in order as well.
Yeah. And the reason that we say where there's time, I mean, it's an energy. You know, ancient folks looked at the stars. And what they did over time is the stars began to give them meaning. You know, there were things that were done before we had technology and some of the stuff we have now. They looked at changes of season. They looked at moon cycles. They looked at eclipses. They looked at so many things. And out of this comes the fascination of looking at the energy of these changes. Because one thing we know, Jennifer, this is not just about planets and moon. When things shift around magnetically, it affects us.
Yes.
Things that happen with planets and Earth and the moon that change the energy. And this is what we're talking about today. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about what this means to really rise up. And Jennifer has got a great gift for folks today. But what does it mean to rise up? You know, what do we do when we're ready to make big decisions? Do we know when to hold them and when to fold them? This is the most important part of our chat today, because the 26th is a big day, but every day is a big day because you are a big, big energy. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about San Francisco 49ers because Nate's listening to the show, but yeah. Oh, my goodness, Benny, you're laughing, right?
Hey, it worked in our favor. That's all I'm
going
to say.
Yeah, baby. It's like there was some partying going on last night. Hey, everybody, look, I want to take your calls today and I want to take your instant messages. And thanks to Nate, we are planning for 2020, a way for you to text us, but only if you promise not to text and drive and not to text and walk across the street. But we are going to have some new technology that allow you to literally interact with our hosts and our co-hosts on a regular basis. And by the way, not just for live shows, we are going to kick it in for our podcast replays. Yes.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, this is not the time to snooze. As Terry Walker would say, break your snooze button habit. Listen, here we are, burn bright in your relationships. This is the Burn Bright Today Show with Jennifer. Jennifer, before we hop in, because this is a big one.
Yeah.
I want you to give people a snapshot of what you've been up to. You know, we could talk about astrology, but if you and I are not walking to talk with it, then it's just blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But that's not us. Tell us what you've been creating in 2019. Yeah. And for you and I, 2019 may have been pretty much up there with one of the roughest years in our lives, right? But here you are, you still create it. Tell us what you're giving birth to.
Oh my God, I'm pretty sure it's octuplets. So one of the things, everybody knows I have an energy medicine practice. Everybody knows that, right? But one of the things that I have really fleshed out and created more in depth this year is the Burn Bright Way. So it's an actual program that is designed, it follows the jagged steps of the journey of healing, but it's completely individualized to each person for their specific needs. And it includes the insights of each individual client's astrology and numerology charts, because each of us are so individual and so unique. Each one of us as soul, that part of ourself that is divine, that came here in this incarnation, came here with our own mission to do. And I think we can use all the help that we can get connecting to that information so that we can get that information up to us where we're more conscious of what we're doing, so that we can make better informed decisions and heal along the way, so that each person can move, you know, in the wear and tear of life, we get pretty burned out, okay? But the whole point of the Burn Bright Way is to help you move from the darkness of burning out and the confusion of feeling lost or not knowing where you're going, or these big shifts in your careers, which way do I go? Which relationships do I need to let go of? All the way into the light of burning bright. So I am thrilled that I've launched my flagship package of the Burn Bright Way. So it's up on my website now. I'm very excited about it, having a lot of really solid feed forward and a lot of interest on this. So I'm really looking forward to really, 2020 should just be freaking amazing, to use a Texas word.
I'm telling you, absolutely amazing. And you know what I love about it? The shift is already started.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it from a psychological boundary perspective. And I want to see if I can weave some stuff in. I want to ask you a couple of questions about this. But before I do, later on, you're going to tell us about the date that the book's coming out, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's what I love about this. You know, we could feel some shifting, especially later on this year, right? A lot of talk about planetary shifts, about Jupiter, but everybody is talking about the fortuitous nature of what's happening now. So let's get back to something I said, because I got a message from somebody wanted us to talk about this. When we mentioned this new moon, this is what we're talking about. Why is this new moon different? On Thursday, December 26th now of 19, at 4 degrees Capricorn, it's what they call an annular solar eclipse. What that means is the whole thing isn't going to be like completely covered. It's not completely covered, right? That's like a strange word, but that's what it means. And we look at this as fortuitous, like fortune, write it down, buy your lot. More, I predict more lottery tickets will be bought on this date than any other time. Because here's what's different about it. And remember, we talk about magnetic energy and the magnetic fields.
Yeah.
So the sun and the moon both align with Jupiter. And Jupiter is the planet of growth, abundance, and good luck. And so the cool part of that is Uranus adds positive change and excitement. And so we looked at this from our network's perspective and we said, wow, let us plan to do something for what we're creating on that day. Because most of the time, and you know this, Uranus doing anything positive, it's like, what? Never. But what do we need to be aware of from a psychological boundary perspective? You ready for this? This is it. You got to help us with this today. We come through the holidays, and if we don't understand that joy and compassion are the leading energies into 2020, despite what's going on your television screen, despite what's going on in your life, and that's where Jennifer Marcinelli comes in, because she's going to help you with this. Then what we do, Jennifer, is we create this space that is called boundaryless. Boundaryless is the term. And it's both in psychology and physiology, right? Both psychology, physiology. As a matter of fact, once upon a time, there was a fad called boundaryless careers. I don't think anybody's up for that thing. But the point is that there's this energy that allows us to be organic and free form, which is what prosperity and possibility is about. But relationships, how do you think that works for us?
Well, one of the things about boundaries is there are chronic boundary breakers and chronic boundary makers. And one of the things I think too is that we're not naturally taught in the Western society the importance of freedom, the importance of mental freedom, emotional freedom, spiritual freedom, not just freedom of expression. Right now, we've been seeing it in the last decade about freedom in sexual orientation. That's one of the ways that we're kind of seeing it.
Yeah.
But one of the big things about being more free flowing is that restrictions are being lifted so that we have the ability to do what we know is right, as long as it is for the greater good of all concerned. So let me just talk about that for 1 minute, because I think that's really important.
Yeah.
When we're talking about boundaries and we're talking about, you know, his, hers and ours boundaries, right? And we're talking about even in a community, even as a country, it's limitless really where boundaries are. It's really important to set those healthy boundaries and maintain those healthy boundaries, but to set the intention with the greater good of all concerned. And what that does is it shifts your energy field to a much higher vibratory rate, and it invites in divine intervention and invites in divine guidance as well. Because sometimes, you know, just as a reminder here, the mind, well, it's not actually in the brain, the mind can only operate on the third dimension and below, on the fourth level of heaven and below, okay? The really interesting stuff happens above the fifth plane and above, right? So bearing in mind that the mind can only take us so far. And we want to be very mindful that there are other reasons that people are motivated, other reasons that we are motivated, and other forces that are acting upon us that are not just from the mind. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things we've learned in 2019 is we've learned a lot about what to use our mind for and what not to use our mind for. And I'm going to go back to this again just a moment, because I feel it is absolutely so important to make very, very, to be astute and discerning with our own energy, especially with our thoughts, because thoughts are real. Thoughts are made of energy. And be very, very discerning about what we're projecting onto other people, and be very discerning of what other people are projecting onto us, because we want to make sure that this is part of what we address in the Burn Bright Way, is to make sure that your own energy signature is robust and strong and healed and cleaned and cleared and reinforced, so that you can recognize your own thoughts and your own motivations separately from everybody else, because we're all one and we're all connected down here in the third dimension. So we have to be very wary that other people's thoughts and willfulness we're not accepting as our own. And it can be a little tricky, but there's good help and there's a lot of really good practice to get you relief from some of that and give you the freedom to move forward in the way that you know you should work. You should be living, working, loving, breathing, raising your family, managing your own relationships, right? So,
I'll get back to what makers, and let me tell you why this is the yin and yang of relationships, because everybody thinks, those boundary breakers out there, those people, right? But wait a minute, just for a minute. People that make boundaries to the point, right, of isolation,
yeah,
and shutdown and unavailability, right? So we got to take a look at what you're talking about, because when you work with people, you don't work with hot and not with cold. You don't work with yin and not with yang.
Yeah.
So you're not going to work with breaking without working on making, because you have to come up with the idea of which is going to work. Sometimes you will let down your guard and not put a boundary in place because it warrants it, right? But at least you're mindful of it, Jennifer. And that's what you're talking about. We need to have a level of mindfulness now as we move into the 26th and move beyond, because Mama used to say something, and that's what December 26th is about. And I can't say it on air, but Mama used to say, hey, girls, y'all need to, you know what, to get off the pot.
Yeah.
And that is what it is about on the 26th. But it's not just that date. It's the movement into this. And I want to comment on something. I would love for you to talk about it. I got a beautiful email from one of our listeners. And I don't mention their names unless they say it. I'm sure she would want me to do it, but I don't do it unless. But I actually got three emails. One of them was a letter I got in a $20 bill. And it was in support of our crowdfunding initiative. This is our listeners, Jennifer. Yeah. Then we got another email. I got another email. And folks were talking about, I remember, Pat, because some of these people have been with me like 15 years, right? And somebody actually went back and watched a video that I did in 2005. And I talked about the vision we had for what we were creating, which we could not create because the technology wasn't there. So we had to create as much as we could, because 2005, were we even like using cell phones then? I don't know, like, right? Can you remember 2005, Jennifer?
Yeah, I can actually, yes.
Ooh, Lordy, that was a rough year. But here's what I want to ask you. This is not about having the loftiest of dream. Not everybody has to put Oprah on their vision board. When I go back to 2005, you know what my big dream was? My big dream was to be able to walk without a walker and not have to get a wheelchair. See, I think we need to talk about this, because in relationships, when we think about boundaries and desires and what we want, we don't always have the giant vision board. Some days, Jennifer, I just want to get off my couch. Mm-hmm. That was me before I dialed the wrong phone number. Tell us about what your thoughts are, because you work with people the entire range. You've got 50 shades of shining like a diamond. Tell us about what you're hearing from people.
Oh, yeah. So, and you're exactly right. I have a huge continuum in my practice. No doubt about it. And what I think I'm hearing most right now is a lot of people are feeling, oh, I didn't achieve X, Y, Z by this age. And I, pots and kettles, pot calling the kettle back, confession of a holistic nurse, okay? I'm the same way. I thought I would be further than where I am today by my own standards, right? So I'm seeing a lot of that and a lot of self-flagellation. But on the flip side is once somebody asks for help, that's actually them saving themselves, right? Once we ask for help, we're actually saving ourselves is what we're actually doing. And right now there is a big, huge, I'm a little reticent to use the word dismantle, but maybe it truly is.
I like
is.
That word. I like
okay, it. All right, then I'm going to go ahead and use it. Because there's a dismantling, if you will, of the way that we set goals and the way that we set expectations for ourselves and for others. One of which is the goals that we're here to achieve or the goals that in finances or career or love or what have you. And right now, all of those are being looked at. I cannot tell you how many clients I have right now that had brilliant careers, had lots of cash flow, and in the last little while, all of that seems to have been completely disrupted, if you will, or turned upside down, changing drastically. I have people in my practice who were in a very, very comfortable, very above comfortable income bracket who come this Christmas are having difficulty. It's a tight Christmas, okay? I have folks in my practice who are new business owners who had really solid business plans, got it up and running, followed all of their guidance to the best they can, and they build it and nobody came. Or it appears that nobody came.
Right.
So there seems to be, which I'm seeing in my practice underfoot, there's a phenomena underfoot right now about the way that we set goals is changing drastically. It won't be the mental way where you say, I want to make $1 million by this date in this way. That's changing, where we're going to be raising the way that we make our goals. And also, there we will be changing and raising the way that we actually make an income. The actual way that we create and maintain and sustain cash flow is changing. And the way that we approach our careers, the old way, forgive me, but we've talked about this in a previous show, so it's fair game, where we thought we would come out of college and pursue this degree and go and work for a company, work for them for 30 years and have full retirement afterwards. That's changing. It's being disrupted. For one reason, one of the reasons is we are meant to be creative. We are meant to always be creating and making something new and learning and progressing and unfolding. And we can't do that if we get into a level of comfort. So right now, I'm going to be completely honest. I know that I opened up my holiday package and I opened up my hours. And I will tell you, I've been inundated with kind of like emergency calls. Yes. From folks that have really needed urgent help, needing help to like really stabilize their energy field to get through these changes. And really what it comes down to is once people get a little bit better of an understanding of these changes that are taking place, this actually is normal. And it's actually a very good thing because disruption, this is what part of what Uranus does for us. It disrupts so something far better can come in its place because the system we were under had flaws, it served its purpose, but we need to go to a higher way of operating. And the beautiful thing that I'm seeing is this new way of operating will bring us a much healthier and sustaining natural energy where we won't be so addicted to this negative energy that we've been addicted to for, you know, probably centuries actually, but you know, in our lifetime and decades. So that I'm seeing a lot of this across my practice.
Yeah. And, you know, I what I want to do is I want to take a break right about now in a minute, giving Benny a heads up here and Nate. I want to take a break and then I want to roll right to the top of the hour because we want to talk about this idea of being aware of these things and taking a single action, one action at a time. I think what you're talking about, what you're seeing in your practice and what I'm hearing from people that I don't even know how to explain this holiday season except for through the planets, because most businesses, except if you're in retail or if you're in the work that you do or in the coaching I do, this is busy time for us. But generally, for ideas of people wanting to launch their dream, this is generally not the time they do it. They seem to want to wait. However, the movement, the energy, the planets, what happens magnetically has moved, if I might say, the January energy of I need something new to now. And that goes for all of you. This is not always about writing a book, or this is about I need something new. I need a different feeling in my relationships. I need a different holiday in my relationships. Maybe it's not going to be the same this year. Maybe things, the joy, the peace that I thought I was going to, but it's going to require us, those of you that are in that bind, this is for you to create a new experience this year, a new one, whatever that is. Whatever that is, it is about breaking the patterns that many of us have had and starting anew for an enormous energy. And if you were like I was back in the day, getting off the couch was a major, major, major goal. When we come back, that and a lot more, we're going to go through and we're going to talk about how we disable dysfunctional family characteristics. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, you know, the show today is brilliant, you know, in terms of what Jennifer Marcinelli does. This is what she does. She knows how to see the signs of burnout before they actually are there. She knows how to help you step by step move beyond it. But more than that, She knows what it takes and how to work with you to create the life you really desire. Jennifer, before we kind of roll with this, mm-hmm. what is the best way for people to find out about you? And please tell them about the book a little bit.
Oh, and then we'll get rolling. Yeah, sure. So head on over to burnbrighttoday.com. Everything's on my website. It's got that new, fresh look. There's all types of new and information that's recently been added to. And as I've had a lot of very exciting media appearances in 2019, a lot of articles, journal articles, TV interviews, news interviews, you name it, everything's there on the media page. So you have not lost anything. You can go back and check the archives and all the previous shows. Radio shows are on there as well. So burnbrighttoday.com. So head on over and get caught up on anything you might want to take a deeper look into. And I'm very excited. If you want me to go ahead and show you what, here we are. I know it's really bright. From burning out to burning bright, get your life back by healing your thoughts, memories, and emotions. This is available on Amazon today. So you can go ahead and take a peek at it. And I'm really excited. We'll talk a little bit more about this right at the end of the show, but I'm doing an open house and a book signing on January 2020, which is the formal launch date. Wow. So right now we have dozens of bloggers and reviewers that were really chomping at the bit. So I'm very excited. All the books have gone out and you'll be seeing lots of reviews and blogs anywhere you take a peek here in the next couple of weeks. So we're here, we're talking about relationships and we're talking about the holidays. And if you get a chance and if this resonates with you, check out chapter 2. Because in chapter 2 is my personal story of Christmas Day 1999. And I'm just going to go into a little bit of confession here, you know, again, confessions of a holistic nurse, because a part of what we're going to talk about is how to handle dysfunctional family members during the Christmas holidays. Okay, it's going to happen. But there, you can have a plan and you can have something to execute, because I don't want you to have happen to you what happened to me. And part of what happened to me is I was raised in a family culture where I was not allowed to stand up for myself or fight back. As the adult grandchild of a brutal alcoholic, our family, we were forced to all get along, even with half siblings, even if their dysfunction, such as alcohol and drug abuse, was interrupting and causing severe disruption on every family gathering. And in the book, I talk about it in detail. I'll go into it briefly here and you know, due to the time lapse, but Christmas Day 1999 was a culmination for me of what happens when you repeatedly, for decades after decade, allow those dysfunctional family members to behave in a dysfunctional way in a family gathering. So one of the things that's in the Burn Bright Way and that I talk about and that I teach and I coach and I assist my clients with is how to have a successful plan laid out so that if you do attend a family gathering and somebody has too much to drink or somebody comes in under the influence and they are misbehaving or, heaven forbid, in my case, they're violent. Okay. It can happen.
Oh, yeah.
So number one, you do not have to attend a family event. If you know that uncle from the other side of the tracks who has too much to drink and gets belligerent is going to be there, you actually don't have to attend this event. It is okay to politely decline. It is okay to set your own tradition for yourself.
Yeah. You're talking about something so important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But what you're talking about is exactly what you said earlier. And I want to get back to it. I want to make sure people know that boundary maker, boundary breaker. You've got to say, what is the effect on me?
Yes.
If I do X, what will happen to my Y? If I do X, what will happen to my Y? And sometimes those decisions are not easy. However, they are beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have that conversation with yourself, or let's say you're married or with your significant other, have these conversations ahead of time before you attend the event, because an ounce of prevention, right? So have it and work out a signal that if something comes up that you are uncomfortable with, you both have the signal of, okay, we're going to execute our exit plan. So number two, have an exit strategy and don't be afraid to use it. Even if you need to go to a hotel and you're trying to travel or what have you, use it. And you know what? Because there, like you're saying, there's a cause and effect, and you do not have to tolerate dysfunctional behavior that will affect you or your children either. We're going to talk about that in a moment, okay? So you don't have to go and have an exit strategy. And then pay attention to when things are getting out of your comfort zone. And when you're ready, give that signal and politely depart. And here's the deal. If you're worried about what people are going to think, or you're worried about what people are going to say, let go of it. Because guess what? They're going to talk anyway. they're talking about you anyway. You're in the living room and they're in the kitchen talking about you. So they're going to talk anyway. But you can set a boundary to where you no longer have to give that any energy. Let them have their own energy in the other room. You can have yours. You can maintain your own sanity and your energy, the integrity of your energy field. Go ahead and take off if you need to. And the other thing, Pat, I'd like to talk a little bit about too, is about the kids.
Please do.
So we've talked about this all year long, that we are open energy fields and we absorb the energy around us, especially children. So if you're a parent, which I am not in this lifetime, but I've experienced this as the child in this environment, okay? As a parent, I just want to empower you to be able to protect your children against the unhappy energies of a dysfunctional family member. If somebody starts getting out of line, remove your children. Take them away and play with them and lighten up the mood, make it fun. They don't have to know that Uncle Black Sheep has had too much to drink. They don't even need to know that, but just move them to another space, play with them, or remove them altogether if necessary. So
yeah.
We're talking about a lot here. We're talking about a lot of boundaries and an escape plan.
Yeah. And you know, there's something to be said for a kid that says, why do we have to go there today? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are signs that children are very good at showing us. And, you know, in our busy schedule, we're more likely to blow that off. That would be not that this time of year, I don't recommend it. I really don't recommend it.
Right.
You know, it is a time where we have to pay attention. You have to be both an empath and an on-path. And that, you know, that is, yeah, you could take in the energy, but you better be on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, this is really tying in to how we are moving forward. You know, people said to me, what is it about this? Well, this solar eclipse that's coming up here, this is a partial. So that means instead of the normal 4 weeks of an effect, it's going to last for 6 months energetically, vibrationally, magnetically. And it is being called the best one that people can even remember. And I think if we can hold on to a sense of optimism, whether you believe in astrology or not, or hold on to the lucky nature of things, right? To hold on to the fortunate and the gratefulness of where we're going. That could help us get through a rough time.
Yes.
But you're right about something. You do have to know when to hold them and fold them. And sometimes it means you don't go.
Yep. And it's absolutely empowering. The first time I gave myself permission to politely decline, by the way, without explanation and without apology, was very deeply empowering. And I knew in a deep level, I was protecting myself. And guess what? Because if we are making a decision based on our highest good, what is the greater good for me, then it actually is the greater good for all concerned. So you can release any of that other programming we've had since childhood or, you know, social consciousness. You can release it and empower yourself. You actually have not only the right, but you have a responsibility to look out for yourself. You have a responsibility to empower yourself and protect yourself energetically as well. So more power to you if that's what you need to do. The whole point of this is to bring joy into your holiday, joy and upliftment. And the more that you can hold that and feel that, the more it's going to ramp up into 2020 as well.
Well, look at you. You're not a woman of just words. You're a woman of action. I want to take a minute and say, if you want to find out more about Jennifer, go to burnbrighttoday.com. But you have the book and it is coming out. You have a special gift for people. Could you tell them what it is and how they can get it?
I do. So what I would like to do is a gift for you, excellent stocking stuffer, for you, or if there's somebody that you know that you think could benefit from the information in this book. Okay, this is the how I did it, how I survived burnout and moved from the darkness of burning out to burning bright. It's on Amazon and I'm officially launching it in January 2020. But what I would like to gift to you today, the first 10 callers, call into the radio station, please, and leave us your contact information so there's no delay. Make sure I know how to get it to you and how you would like the book autographed, because I'd like to put a personal note in there for you as well. So my gift to you for the first 10, please reach out. Looking forward to hearing about you, hearing about it and seeing what you think and seeing what resonates.
Yeah. And please go ahead and do that. Benny will be monitoring the phones for the next hour as well. So it would be important for you to do that. Look, got a minute or two left. I want to ask you, what's on the horizon? What are you feeling into for yourself?
For me personally, my Mars dropped below the astronumerology horizon. And what I've learned and understand is that come spring, it's going to rise back above the horizon. So my sun in Leo will be burning bright in the spring. But I feel it's not just me. I feel like, to your point, number one, we're now looking at a horizon. We're not looking at something straight up anymore. The top-down, bottom-up approach is ending. And now we're going to see a beautiful horizon, and we're going to be able to see clearly, with the clarity of 2020 and the decade of 2020s, how beautiful and how bright life can really be, and have the tools and the resources to help us get there. I can feel it. Molecular. I can feel it at the atomic level. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I love how you're coming out bigger, better, more service of others, because this is really the energy I think that's calling all of us forward. Jennifer, I want to thank you so much. Please give folks your website and what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Yeah, so please visit me at burnbrighttoday.com and please interact with me on social media. I really want to hear what's going on and what you'd like to know. And the one thing I would say is enjoy burning bright. If for some reason your candle got dimmed a bit, it's temporary. It can be stoked up. Each one of us is, our birthright is to burn bright. We can shine like a star. We can shine bright like a diamond. And I just encourage you to enjoy it, embrace it, step into it, and really come into your own. It's a fabulous place to be.
Oh man, I'll tell you, it really feels great. Jennifer, thank you for everything. Benny, thank you. Nate, thank you. And to all of you out there, this is you. This is the energy of you. If you're listening to this show, we already know you're tapped in to the positive matrix that is coming, and you have been for a while. Don't be afraid to be you. Thank you all for tuning us in. Jennifer, thank you for a great show.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com. The preceding audio was via a Skype call.